So, hey, wait a minute. What time is it, Riley? Do you know what time it is?
Nah, man. What time is it?
It's peanut butter jelly time.
Well, if that's what time it is, it means that our associate producer, Brendan P.W. McDonald's in the studio. As some of our listeners know, a life-threatening allergy had kept P.W. from eating peanuts until about a month ago.
Yep.
Free from his peanut ailment, he's exploring the magical world of peanuts, and right now he joins us to bring us hope, adventure, and the latest entry of the Peanut Diaries.
Hello, gents.
What's up, Brendan? What do you got? You've got a...
Look at this. Like a smorgasbord in front of us here.
A buffet in front of you.
Well, thanks to Riley, we all got peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah,
Thank you very much, Mark Riley. What's on this? This is a Polliner All Fruit.
Polliner All Fruit and ShopRite Peanut Butter.
ShopRite Peanut Butter. That's
Can I just share my mother... made peanut butter and jelly. My mother couldn't even handle peanut butter and jelly sandwich. White bread, too much Welch's grape jelly, and peanut butter. And by the time I got it to school, the whole thing was soaked.
You need the ratio.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm learning in the few months that
I've
been doing
on the air.
Oh, that's what's going on. Everybody loves that. Everybody listening at home, you love this. Especially peanut butter.
I can't eat the sandwich today.
All right, well, can you eat a cookie? Because
I might do my
fiance, Dawn, made these peanut butter cookies with Hershey Kisses in the top.
Oh, my
Save
God.
Save me one, man.
You can have one, Riley. Take it right there, man.
Thank you.
Kalo? Hey,
give me the one that imploded.
Yeah, this one kind of broke, so you can eat this like piece by piece and feel less fat.
I do that sometimes when I'm putting the bag. I just break apart.
Tastes great. Yeah. That's filling.
So, but we're only eating desserts here.
Right.
Well, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich isn't really dessert, but it's just is tasty and sweet, and you feel like it. I'm realizing, though, with as the holidays approach us,
mm-hmm.
there are lots of great things
that I can do
with peanuts.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah.
What is that about?
It's about peanut butter, man. That's why we're here. It's the Peanut Diaries.
But, dude, I make cookies, but this cookie's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
How'd she pull that off? She just made them, man.
She was psyched to do the peanut cooking,
She found the recipe and she just did it?
Yeah.
That's you better marry her quick, man.
Yeah, what's going to happen? People are going to hear this.
Where's the cookie lady?
I'm going after BW's cookie-making woman.
That's right.
Well, I'm hoping that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I get the traditional peanut butter pie.
Right.
Always in my family, we've never made those because they've been afraid that I would drop dead at the table.
Because of the sick child.
Yeah.
Let's not tease him. He's sick. Don't make a peanut butter pie. Brendan's got the thing.
I'm actually, though, going to insist that we do a lot of peanut-type stuff for the holiday this year. Because
peanut stuffing.
That's
peanut
great. I'm lobbying for peanuts in the turkey. No, just shove them right in, man. Just do the roasted nuts and crushed peanuts on the sweet potatoes.
Yeah, and peanuts. Sure.
That would be good.
Also, and cheese
we always make pumpkin bread, so put some nuts in that.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Broccoli with peanut sauce.
Spinach and peanuts.
And I have to do this. I was telling you guys about this before, but let me just reiterate.
Mashed potatoes with peanuts.
Minced peanut pie.
Wait, no, mashed potatoes with peanuts might actually taste good. You drizzle some.
No.
You're going overboard, man.
No. Certain things you don't mix.
He's like addicted now. No, man. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and eat peanuts. What do you mean? Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Just because I get up at 2 in the morning and eat peanuts doesn't mean I'm crazy. I like peanuts.
Well, listen, Mark, I have to do this.
Okay.
Because as I saw on CNN, we know we can rely on them.
Yeah.
For good information. But, but I think it was Sanjay Gupta, who I don't consider shady as the rest of them. he said that people, this was just last Sunday I saw this, that people with a peanut allergy have to continue, if they've been cured of the ailment, free from the ailment, they have to continue to eat it to build up the amino acids in their body. So if I stop, I'm screwed, man.
Yeah.
I could go back to the dark times when I couldn't eat any of this stuff.
Yeah, I could see you sweating and pale going, what's the matter? I'm having a withdrawal. When you were on last time, you were talking about how, like, you know, the first time you were experimenting with peanuts, you had a syringe? Oh, just in case something, what was that?
That's an EpiPen. That's a shot of epinephrine that you slam it into your leg.
But why were you? You were sitting there like, you know, when you were just, the first time you tried
it. It was like a scene at the end of The Deer Hunter.
You had a peanut butter, sandwich. You had the pills, and you had the telephone. The syringe and the telephone. It was like breakfast at Elvis's.
None of it was fried, though. So. But I have been to the hospital several times because of peanut rhythm.
You have other nut allergies. Too,
that is mostly because of the other nuts, which I'm still allergic to.
Yeah,
I'm still allergic to those. But I've wound up in an emergency room with asphyxiation because of just walnuts in like chicken or
people not telling you.
Right. And people have this same problem with peanuts.
Yeah.
And I realized last week I was talking about how I overcame this by tasting them slowly. I really shouldn't encourage people to do that.
Yeah. 'Cause
some people have this so sensitively that just the oils, it could knock them into anaphylactic
really
shock.
Like people could actually go into a Chinese restaurant just because of the fine mist of peanut oil in the air, they could start breaking out.
Yeah,
in
sometimes
they
have to be real careful about where they go.
Yeah.
Usually it helps to like consult your doctor before you start, you know, messing with stuff that you know you already know you're allergic to.
Right.
Even the little bit at a time thing. Brendan, of course, boldly went where no man would go before, just did it on his own.
He put on a helmet and went.
Yeah.
Well, and him at the breakfast table with a helmet and peanut butter. I'm going.
Yeah, right.
And you remind me with the Chinese food, one of the last things I'll bring up here is that if no one has experienced good Thai peanut chicken.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like it. Their life right now because it was the most amazing food I've ever had.
We're on the 41st floor of this building. He's talking about somebody ending their life right now.
It was gooey, like it had peanut butter on it, but sweet, like they had done something, you know, with that, like caramelized sugar or
Did
something.
Did you have a saute? Is that what you had or you just had
No, it was
chicken.
A plate of peanut chicken.
Man, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And were you scared at first?
No. I'm crossed the line. This is it. We're going whole hog.
That's right. His name is Peanut McDonald. Yeah. No more PW.
And that's, I've noticed that the sweetness, that was like the one thing that put me over was like, I loved how sweet the stuff was. And that's what I'm doing all the time now is including peanuts with like something really sweet. Like take those Hershey Kisses that were on the top of those cookies and just dip them right in the peanut butter.
You ever tried, do you know that like raw peanuts, unroasted peanuts are kind of nasty. They're kind of weird. Have you tried those?
Just like out of the shell, you mean?
Well, not out of the shell, because most shells are roasted, but some people will sell raw peanuts, like out of the ground, and self-roast them. Those are a little weird.
Well, yeah, that's...
Come on, I'm just trying to think, maybe there's a purist angle that you can be, like, you get to this point where you're like...
That's like that raw foods movement that completely denies the idea of pleasure in eating. You know?
Most peanut flavor is roasted peanut flavor.
Yeah.
Almost all of it.
Yeah.
So what do we got going next week? Are you going to...
Well, come back from the holidays, and we'll see how the family, corresponded with my requests for the all peanut Thanksgiving.
It's going to look especially like that mashed potatoes with peanuts.
But I'm in that adventurous mode, though. I'm going to take requests from, you know, the emailers and the listeners. You know, whatever they want me to eat, I'll eat it.
That's hilarious. So you're going to get home and it's going to be like one of those bars. There's going to be sawdust on the floor and be like a barrel full of great peanuts and get peanuts everywhere. On the Christmas tree, just peanut chains. And all right, man. Well, it was good. Can we go out on the song?
Until next time, guys, just as Chico Marx has to say.
Peanuts! 23 past the hour. We're going to be back with the liberal agenda. Judy Gold's coming later in the show. And I guess I'm going to eat a cookie. I'm breaking my
There
cat.
You go.
All right, it's Air America Radio. We'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's not Marxism. It's Marxism. Mark Maron and Mark Riley every morning on Air America Radio.